Whatever time we have as we read God's word in responsive reading. Buksan po natin ating Biblia sa Juan, Kabanata 1, Talata 1 hanggang 18. Mabasahin po natin ito sa Magandang Balita Biblia. Matatagpuan ang passage na ito sa page 10 sa bulletins or you can read along with me. Nang pasimula ay naroon ng salita. Ang salita ay kasama ng Diyos at ang salita ay Diyos. Linikha ang lahat ng bagay sa pamamagitan niya at walang anumang nalikha na hindi sa pamamagitan niya. Nagliliwanag sa kadiliman ng ilaw at hindi ito nagabi kailanman ng kadiliman.
Sinugo ng Diyos sa
naparito siya upang magpatotoo tungkol sa ilaw at upang ang lahat ay sumampalataya sa pamamagitan niya.
Hindi siya ang ilaw, subalit naparito siya upang magpatotoo
tungkol sa ilaw. Ito ang tunay na ilaw. Dumarating ito sa sanlibutan upang magbigay liwanag sa lahat ng tao. Pumunta siya sa kanyang bayan at hindi siya tinanggap ng sarili niyang kababayan. Sila ay naging mga anak ng Diyos, hindi dahil sa isinilang sila ayon sa kalikasan o sa kagustuhan o sa kagagawa ng tao, kundi ayon sa kalooban ng Diyos. Nagpatotoo si Juan tungkol sa kanya na isinisigaw. Siya ang tinutukoy ko ng aking sabihin. Ang dumarating na kasunod ko ay higit kaysa sa akin, sapagkat siya ay naroon na bago pa man ako ay panganak. Ibinigay ang utusan sa pamamagitan ni Moises. Ngunit dumating ang kagandahang loob at katotohanan sa pamamagitan ni Yesu Kristo. Mga kaibigan, ito ang salita ng Diyos. Please be seated.
Alright, ako po si John Mayen as one of the pastors dito sa Crossroads. Tayo po ngayon ay magsisimula ng ating bagong series. Series po natin is The Gospel According to John. Hindi po according sa akin. According po kay Apostle John. Ang Book of John is one of the, you can say na most loved na the book sa Bible. Most, maraming may favorite sa book na ito. Isa po ako doon. And ang pinaka-popular na Bible verse ay makikita natin dito. John 3:16. And ang hope po and prayer na as we study po ang Book of John, that we would love and grow sa ating understanding ng book na ito. As we progress sa ating pag-aaral. I'll be preaching po ng 4 Fridays sa Book of John. Iko-cover po ang end ng chapter 2. Pero next week po, alam ko tayo ng John, alam ko tayo ng guest preacher, and the next 3 Fridays po, I'm preaching the Book of John. And Lord willing po na makapiling natin next year. Let's pray. Father, we need your help. Help us to believe in your word, and Father, would you continue to reveal your Son Jesus to us more clearly. And Jesus will be there. Amen. Last Friday po, I asked Michelle, my wife, siya ang teacher sa Teach Ministry last Friday, I asked her na, itanong mo ito sa mga bata. Tinanong niyo po itong question na ito. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Ito po yung mga common answer nila. Jesus is God. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is a man. Kaya sa Lord. Jesus is our Savior and our God. Lahat po yan tama, lahat po yan physical. Kudos sa mga parents, sa ating mga kids ministry, teacher, volunteer, for teaching your kids about Jesus. So, dahil po, ang question na who is Jesus is crucial po sa ating lahat. Millions of people every month po, sinesearch nila sa internet, who is Jesus or who is Christ? Ganun po paano itong tanong na to. Ang question about Jesus ay crucial po. Ito po ang greatest question that you could ever ask sa buhay mo. And ang answer sa question na ito is the most important reality sa buhay mo. At sa buhay ko. Sa history po ng church, ang mga false Christianity, Christian cult, or mga heresy ay rooted po sa false understanding of Jesus. Malaki po ang impact ni Jesus. Nahati po ang ating kalendaryo, ang ating taon because of Jesus. Before Christ and the day of the Lord, AD. Ganun po ang impact ni Jesus. Kaya Jesus matters. Your life here and life to come. Maraming believe po about Jesus. Some believe na he's a good moral teacher. Na he is a role model, a great prophet, a good man. He is fully God, but not man. Or he is fully man, but not divine. A superhuman. Maraming po pong iba na iba-ibang pananaw nila kay Jesus. Isa sa greatest question that Jesus asked sa Bible, makikita niyo po sa Matthew 16 verse 15. When Jesus asked Peter, yung mga disciples, who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? And isa sa pinaka-importanting question ng isang tao sa kanyang buhay, isang question ni Pilate sa Matthew 27 verse 22. Then what shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ? Anong gagawin ko kay Jesus na tinatawag na Kristo? Ikaw po, ask yourself yung question mo. With all honesty, sagutin mo yung question sa heart mo. Who is Jesus para sa'yo? What do you believe about Jesus and how you respond to Him is a big deal po. It's a life and death. It's eternal. Meron pong impact of eternity. In eternity. Ito po ang pinaka-importanting decision na kailangan mo ma-result sa buhay. And ang apostle po natin tonight will help us to see and inform us ano ba dapat, what and why we need to believe sa Jesus na ito. Buksan niyo po yung Bible sa John chapter 1 verses 1 to 18. Ang book of John po ay sinulat po ni Apostle John. Isa po siya sa inner circle o yung mga close friend ni Jesus na lagi niya kasama. Tatlo po sila. And John writes the gospel from a first hand, a close encounter with Jesus. Makikita niyo po yung closeness nila and John wrote this. Ang book of John po is the most theological gospel account in comparison po sa tatlo, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Sa Synoptic Gospel. The book of John is deep in theology, pero John is one of the easiest author, writer ng New Testament to understand po. According po sa tradition, sinulat po ito ni John while he was in Ephesus. It's a Greek na lugar po. And was written, ang audience po primarily is the Greek-speaking Jew, a Jewish audience na highly influenced po ng mga Greek culture. And ito pong audience niya is for the unbelieving Jew and the believing Jew. He mentioned po ng mga Jewish customs and festivals more than anyone else po sa Gospels. And sa lahat po ng Gospel account, si John lang ang nagbigay ng purpose. Bakit niya po sinulat ang book na ito? Makikita niyo po yung purpose ng John 20 verse 30 to 31. Sabi niyo po, these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name. And our passage is not just an introduction, but the summary po ng whole book of John. So verses po 1 to 18, chapter 1, is the summary ng buong book of John. Dito po mag-evolve ang buong writings ng book of John. Is the introduction, the foundational na introduction, who is Jesus. John is a book of salvation. It's about salvation in Christ. Maybe that is the reason why ang book of John mostly po ay nakafocus lang sa last week ni Jesus. Hindi po ni-record ni John yung mga bata at yung mga teaching niya. Mostly po, two-thirds po ng book of John is yung last week ni John. Ni Jesus. Maari po kasi, John focused more doon sa climax ng redemptive na action, redemptive work ni Christ. The exaltation of Christ in His crucifixion and in His resurrection. And hindi po yung idea. Main idea ng ating sermon passage tonight is about the salvation in Christ. Ang main point po natin is the eternal God became man in the person of Jesus Christ. And those who believe in Him receive eternal life and the right to become children of God. Ang Diyos po ay naging tao kay Kristo. And sino man naman ang palataya kay Kristo ay bibigyan ng buhay na walang hanggan and marasin niyang benefit ng isang anak ng Diyos. Bigyan po tayo ng passage nito ng tatlong truths that we need to believe about Jesus. Number one, Jesus is eternal God. The eternal God, verses 1 to 3. Jesus is the promised Savior, verses 4 to 13. Number 3, Jesus is the incarnate God or God in the flesh, verses 4 to 13. Tingnan po natin yung first truth. Jesus is the eternal God. Tingnan niyo po yung verses 1 to 3. Saan niyo po yung Bible na sundan niyo po yung progress natin sa passage. Verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. Ang original audience po ni John ay primarily mga Jew. Ang first words ng verse 1 ay alam na agad ng mga audience ni John. Ito ay from the words ng Genesis 1, verse 1. Yun po ang title ng Genesis, in the beginning. So po, ito po ay alam ng mga audience ni John na John is talking about the creation of God. Genesis creation of God tells us that God is eternal. Sabi nung, in the beginning, God. Bago pa malikha ang lahat, andun na ang Diyos. So, yun po makita si Genesis 1 verse 1. So, pinapakita sa atin that God is eternal, no beginning, no end, from everlasting to everlasting. And John says the same thing. So, John 1, the Word exists from eternity before all creation. Makita niyo po yung parallel niya? Sabihin po, the Word is eternal. Ano po yung the Word? Sa Tagalog po, salita. Yung binagamit ng salita. Or sa original language po, logos. Logos. So, sa palawan po natin ngayon, parang, does it make sense? Ano po? Ano yung sabihin? Nahirap basahin ito. Sa panahon natin ngayon, parang babasahin na lang natin and then ilalagyan na lang natin. But sa original audience and sa original context ng book na ito, the moment na narinig nila ang logos or the word, meron silang idea kung ano yung sinasabi niya. So, tanda po natin, we are thousands of years away sa original logos na ito. For them, may meaning ito. So, we need to understand how they understand the word na ito. So, sa original audience po, alam nila kung ano sinasabi niya, sa mga Jews, ang logos or ang the word ay Diyos. Ayon sa mga scholars, ang mga Jew po ay hindi nila binibigkas yung pangalan ng Diyos because of their reverence, because of their high view of God. Hindi nila mabigkas ang pangalan and they replace that as the Word. They replace yung pangalan ng Diyos, the Word. And it also makes a connection para sa mga Jew sa Genesis creation account. Alala nyo, paano nag-create ang Panginoon? And God said, God speaks. And the creation of the being. Yun po yun. Ang nangyari, let there be light. And there was light. So, yun po yun. The power of God sa creation is the Word. So, naiintindihan po ito ng mga Jews. So, naiintindihan po nila, and sa mga Greek naman po, at sa Greek culture naman, ang idea ng Word or Logos, ito po ay, kaya tawag nilang reason or a rational principle ng universe, the soul, parang ganun po yun, parang mystical po. Ito daw po ay, sa nabasa ko sabi, it's a creative energy. At sabi, lahat, all things comes from it. So meron po silang ganun idea, it's always existent. Yun po yung idea nila sa Logos. Ang Logos, para sa mga Greek, is unreachable, impersonal. Ito ay parang isang idea of a higher power, a higher thought na nagsusustain ng creation that cannot be fully known. John used ang Logos to reach both audiences, the Jews and the mga mayroong influence ng Greek or Hellenistic. Sinabi ni, parang ito yung sinasabi niya, hey, mga Jews, mga Greek, let me present to you the true Logos. The true Word. Kaya siya kaintindihan po sila. I hope naiintindihan po rin natin. Tingnan po ulit yung verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. Pag-aralan po lang. Let's have a technical study para po maintindihan natin. Word study. Yung pong verb word na was is in the imperfect active indicative. Ano po ibig sabihin na? Ibig sabihin po na it means yung action po na yun, nagyari na po and continue po ang nangyayari. Hindi po natapos. Yun po yung word na was na ginamit dito. It's a continuous action that happens from the past. It means po na sa verse 1 po, in the beginning was the Word. It tells us na yung word na po yan, yung Logos na tinutukoy ni John is eternal and remains eternal. God was and is to come. Yun po yun, eternal. Read po ulit natin verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, second line, and the Word was with God. The second principle of verse 1, it tells us that the Word was and always with God. Okay, yung Logos, always with God. Ang word po na with implies relationship. Literally, sa original language po, ang ibig sabihin nung was with God is the Word or the Logos is faced towards God. Ang ito po ay intimate relationship. So, a close intimate relationship between the Logos and yung God na tinutukoy ni John dito. Meron pong intimate relationship. The Word, it gives us the Word and yung distinction of Word and God. It gives us the idea, the doctrine of the Trinity. So the doctrine of the Trinity, na makikita natin yan all over the Bible, even the creation of God. Ang work po ng creation is a work of the triune God. God the Father is always the planner. God the Son executes, and God the Spirit effective. Even sa salvation, creating a new people of God. Kasahin ko yung Ephesians 1, 3-14, is the work of the Father who planned and the Son that execute and the Holy Spirit sealed. So, that's how nag-work po yung Holy Spirit, Trinity. And nakikita po natin dito, meron distinction between the Logos and God with, it implies ng relationship. So po, ibig sabihin po na ito ay from eternity, ang relationship nito is inseparable. Hindi po na pag-iwala ito. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Yan din po ang in-approve ng binasa natin kanina, Apostles' Creed. So, ang relationship nito is eternal, distinct, and inseparable. Look sa last part ng verse 1. And the Word was God. It means, itong Logos na to, who was from eternity past hanggang ngayon, was with God, as you have in John, that word, that Logos, was God. Again, yung sabi ng study ng was. The Logos was and is and will be God for all eternity. Pakita po natin yung progress. It means na the Word never ceases to be God. Hindi po siya naging God at hindi siya natapos maging God. The Word was God and is for all eternity. As we study po yung passage nito, pretend po tayo na hindi pa natin alam kung sino itong word na ito. Let's follow in verse by verse na progress po. Sundan po natin yung progress na argument niya. Look at verse 2. He was in the beginning with God. Inulit lang po ito ng verse 1. Isa support lang po sa verse 1. Pero, teka, meron pong additional details po dito kung sino itong word na ito. John uses ang pronoun na he. The word is personal. Hindi po siya it, hindi kagaya ng mga Greek. He is a person. And the Logos, who is eternal, who is God, who is big God, is a person. He was in the details na na-add ni John. Verse 2 tells us na the Word is God and also a distinct person that had an intimate relationship with God. Nakikita niyo na imagine po yun. So now we see na meron pong distinction between the person of God and the Word. But at the same time, meron din po silang common. Common, ang common sa kanila is their being. Their being. Ano po yung kanilang being? Kaya sila po ay Diyos. Again, that's a picture po ng Trinitarian God. Kanilang being po, the Word and God, sa verses ito, tell us na they are one being as God. They are different person, but one being. So, verse 1, verse 2 tells us na itong Word na ito is in relation to God in eternity. Now, John will give us more of who is this Word in relation to creation. Look at verse 3. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. John tells us that the Word was the agent of creation. Siyang agent of creation. All things exist and holds together because of the Word, the Logos. Yung pong salitang was made sa verse 3, it means na ito ay, again, a continuous action. A continuous action po itong was made. Even up to this moment, nothing will exist outside or apart from the Logos, from the Word. Susundan na po natin. From day one ng creation hanggang sa minuto na ito, lahat ng nakikita natin sa mundo na ito is through the creation ng Logos. If the Word of Logos is the power agent of God in creation, therefore, ang Word na ito, ang Logos na ito, is not a created being. Hindi po siya nilikha. Hindi siya, once upon a time, sa eternity, nilikha siya ng Diyos. So, verse 3 supports po yung verse 1 and 2 na ang Word na ito is eternal. Sabi ni Paul in Colossians 1, verse 16 to 17, tell us that ang agent ng creation na ito is Jesus. Sabi ni Paul, by Him, Jesus, all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. The Word is God, and Jesus is the Word. Therefore, Jesus is the eternal God. So far, is this the Jesus that you know? So, makakarito tayo ng mga katuruan na Jesus was a created being. Marami pong ganyan mga false na religion that Jesus is not God, he's a good teacher. Yan po, it's false and heresy. Unbiblical,
doctrine po ng demon.
Nakita natin na ang word na ito is the eternal God. And as bilang eternal being, He is the only one na kayang magbigay ng eternal life. And ang word na ito is the promise, Messiah, or Savior, the anointed one. Kaya masyabi ko, all execution ng plan ng God the Father is executed by the Word, the second person sa Trinity, by the Son. So yan po ang second truth natin. We need to believe na about Jesus. The second truth na we need to believe about Jesus. Jesus is the promised Messiah or the promised Savior. Verse 4 hanggang 13. Tignan po natin yung verse 4. In Him, the Word, the Logos, was life, and the life is the life of man. In Him was life, it means the Logos is the source of life. Ang life dito can mean the physical life ng creation, maaaring ito sa verse 3. But John uses ang word na life sa book na ito almost always connected po sa context ng spiritual life. Sa context ng eternal life, salvation. Eternal life is the basic ng isa pinaka sa theme ng Gospel of John. Ang life na ito is what God gives you when you repent from your sin and you live in the Word, Jesus Christ. So if meron magtuturo ng Gospel of Jesus is about your best life now, sa mundo na ito, is about life ng wealth, health, prosperity, hindi po yung tinuturo ni John. Hindi yan ang tinuturo ng Bible. When Jesus came to give life, He meant to give you eternal life because you are spiritually dead. Hindi po yun. Kapag ka meron po tayo, read me the editor about the life here and prosperity. Umalis po tayo sa mga meron po sa katro. Because what God is offering you through Jesus Christ is buhay na walang hanggang. Eternal life. John 17:3. Ano po ba yung eternal life? John 17:3, sabi ni Jesus, in-explain niya paano magkaroon ng eternal life. Sabi Jesus, and this is eternal life. Ano po yan? That they know you, God the Father, the only true God, and Jesus Christ. Nakita na natin ang dito. Whom you have sent. Ang knowing po dito is not an intellectual assent. Ang word na knowing dito means relational. It means having an intimate relationship sa Diyos in the face of Jesus Christ. To receive eternal life is to be connected po sa giver ng life, relationally. You can have a lot of information about Jesus, a head knowledge full of intellectual knowing, and still be lost and dead in your sin. Knowing the information will not be determined. Knowing is relational. To be connected with the life giver Jesus Christ is by bowing down to this Lord, bowing down in repentance and faith. Turn away from living your life without any regards of Dios, without any regards of holiness, without any regards of justice ng Panginoon. Turn away from that. Na parang walang Dios, na wala kang kinakatakutan, wala kang regards sa kasalanan. You are just living on your own. Ang pag-reject sa authority ng Diyos sa buhay mo araw-araw ay kasalanan. Turn away from God. It is foolishness. The Bible tells us, the fool says to his heart, there is no God. That's foolishness po tayo mabuhay na wala tayong regard sa Panginoon. It's blindness. Kasalanan. Binubulag tayo, the devil blinded, kaya tayo nasa darkness. Yun po yung mga picture na ginagamit ni John dito. Then read verse 4 again. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. Sino po ba may kailangan ng life? Those who are dead. Those who are dead needs life. The Bible is clear. Dahil po sa kasalanan, we all die spiritually. Ephesians 2, we were dead in our trespasses and sins. All people are dead, on arrival sa mundo nito. Hindi po tayo nag-aagaw buhay. Patay na po tayo dumating sa mundo po sinabi ni Paul sa Ephesians 2. Until God in His mercy give us a new heart that lives for God. That's yung po tinatawag na alive. Your heart is beating for God. Physically, you may be alive, pero the Bible's, as yung ay po sa atin, kung wala ka kay Kristo, you are dead and you will face the ultimate death if you remain outside Christ. And the new life po, and the new life po na binigay ng Diyos through the Word, Jesus Christ, as sabi sa verse 4, give light. Ano klaseng light ito? Ito po isang mga kong na ginagamit ni John. Mga contrast po, darkness, light, light, death. Mahilig po si John sa mga contrast. As you study po ang buong book of John. Ano klaseng light po ito? Ang light ito symbolize po ng illumination. Sa Pilipinas po, pag brownout, ang experience ng brownout, hanap tayo ng flashlight, gasera, mga nitawag, kadila, para po maliwanagan, para makita natin yung daan, para ma-expose yung daan, yung lalakaran natin. Yun po ang purpose ng light. Light reveals, light exposes. Yan ang ginagawa natin. Dito sa verse 4, Jesus, light make us alive. Ito po yung, ano, yung light na yun, make us alive and open our eyes to see clearly the truth of God, the truth about us, that we are sinners. At dahil sa light na binigay ng Panginoon, we finally see. I need my Savior. Makita mo how yung beauty ng us. The dati kasi makes sense sa'yo. Because of the light, the illuminating light that Christ gave for those who are His. That's what light does sa atin. Without the Word, Jesus Christ, all of us po ay in total darkness. Lost. No understanding of God and His holiness, just we don't care sa eternity. But when the goodness of God appeared, He saved us. He gave us light and opened our eyes and heart to see and believe in Jesus Christ. How beautiful ang ginawa ng Panginoon. Remember po yung time na hindi ka pa believer? Life is easy. Wala kang regard sa sin. You don't care kung may life after death, kung mayroon judgment. You live for the moment. Alam niyo ba, ang believer pa tayo? Parang life is on the list. But when God made us, when God saved us, everything changed. Naging aware na tayo sa sin, even mga dating little sin, white lies, give us sorrows. Now we decide to walk in the revealed truth of God. Parang agad na tayo ng pagbabago. That is what life-giving na ginawa ng Jesus. Na-open yung eyes natin, yung understanding natin. That is something to be thankful araw-araw sa Panginoon. Your growing hatred sa sin, yung sorrow sa sin, is a grace of God, is a gift. Araw-araw be thankful for God. That is a life and life, a gift of Panginoon. Verse 5, the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. Still, si Indian po is alluding po sa Genesis. Creation account dito. When God said, sa Genesis creation, let there be light, there was light. John is giving us ng idea dito sa Genesis creation. Genesis creation is God's first creation. Sa account ni John is the new creation and the new beginning. When God looks down, parang po sa Genesis book, when God looks on the creation, it was dark, no form, void. When God looks sa account ni John, ang nakita niya, dead people, darkness, because of blindness sa sin, because of the terror, yan po, because of sin. Yan ang nakikita niya, oh, dead people. God looks down and He promised, one day, I'm gonna save my people from their sin. This is a promise from the Genesis account nung nahulog sa kasalanan ng tao, God promised, the first promise ng gospel, I will save the people from the sin and from the devil. He will destroy the devil. And yung evilness and darkness ng tao, ang beauty po nito, itong light nito, is hindi kaya siya i-overcome ng or italunin ng darkness na agaya po ng hardness ng heart ng tao. So, sabi ko rin, na yung evilness, darkness ng tao, and overpowering Panginoon to save these people from death and darkness ng sin. Do you remember po how many times you hear ang gospel pero hindi ka nagre-respond? Maybe you respond after 100 times. Narinig. Even yung hardened heart mo po, yung darkness, darkened heart mo, hindi na overcome mo. Still, He saved you. He's mighty to save you. Let to ourselves po ang takot sa atin lang. We'll surely continue to live in darkness because we, by nature, we love darkness and have been begun. Verses 6 to 8 po, ito po yung witness ni John the Baptist sa Logos, the Word. Hindi po ginamit ni John the word of the Baptist. We speak about John and we know na hindi ko si John the Baptist. Pero hindi po mahalaga para sa kanya siya yung nagpapaptize. What John is saying dito is yung role ni John the Baptist. He is the pointer. He is the witness. Ang word po ng witness dito is a legal term. It's sa court, na pag tumayo ka, na you can tell, you can magbigay ng testimony about sa legal, sa courtroom po ito. Ganun po yung tsura na John was sent by God to give witness, to bear witness. Ang word po ni John is to prepare the way of the Lord. ang Old Testament po, from Genesis 3 verse 15, ay nangako po ang promise ng Panginoon to save His people. Na one day, someone will come, the Messiah. After po ng Old Testament, meron po silence na 400 years without the word from God. Pero before that, sa last book po, sa Malachi, God promised ng messenger, sa Malachi 3 po, na magsasend down siya ng dalawang messenger, one to prepare the way for the Lord, and the other messenger is the messenger of the covenant. John the Baptist. Fulfilled po yan in Jesus. And yan din po ang sinabi sa Isaiah 40 verse 3. Sa ibang gospel account po, ang kinukot nila is Isaiah 40 verse 3. Ang pagdating ni Yahweh, the Lord, ay darating po. And John the Baptist po, siya ay yung role na yan, to point people to the light because He's not the light. Marami po siyang follower kasi sabi niya, hindi ako. Don't quit to me. Kay Jesus. Thank you. So, paano po ito? Isa sa mga example na binigyan ni John. Sa John 1 verse 29 and verse 36. Anong sabi ni John? Nakita niya si Jesus. He points to Jesus and proclaim, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Ang mga Jupo knows exactly ang sinabi ni John. Kapag narinig nila yung lamb, He's pointing to the sacrificial lamb ng mga Jew para saan po? To atone ang sin ng Israel. But John points to the ultimate and final sacrifice ng buong role ni God. Look to the word Jesus said, the Lamb of God. Bakit po kailangan ng Savior? Because we all turn away from God. We all join Adam and Eve willingly sa rejection ng Diyos. All humanity fall to sin with Adam. And according to St. Paul sa Romans 5, only through one man that we can escape from judgment and death na bunga ng kasalanan. That man is Christ Jesus. One man, dinala niya lahat ng sakatauhan to sin, and only one man, the second Adam, can bring men back to God. So nakikita po natin, consistent po ang buong New Testament about this man Christ Jesus. The whole Testament points to Christ crucified. Look at verse 9 to 11. Yan po yung reality ng kalagayan ng tao. People reject the truth of God, the light. Verse 9 tells us that true light, the Word Jesus Christ, was rejected by His creation, by His own, and by His own people. This is what ito, yung mga Jew. Na pinili niya, nireject siya. His own, yung buong creation na He created. And that includes us. That includes us too. We are by nature hater of God. Yan po sinabi natin yung Bible. Look at verse 12 po. Meron po tayong bigay na hope dito. We are all hater of God. We are all children of God. Look at verse 12. Meron hope. Not all will reject Christ. Lahat po, hindi po lahat ay makukulong sa darkness. Merong hope na makaalis sa darkness and be reconciled sa Diyos na ito and be part ng family. Verse 12 started with a word, but. It's a word of contrast. Contrast saan po? Sa previous. Contrast sa rejection and unbelief ng tao. Parang, akala ko, hindi kaya niya overcome ng darkness itong light na ito. Bakit 9, 10, 11, i-reject ito? Verse 12, binigyan tayo ng hope, but. God will make sure that He chose that the elect or His people will believe. Ito yung binigay sa atin verse 12. So it contrasts with the previous. God makes sure that His people will be with Him. Hindi mapapastrate ang plan ng Panginoon. Kaya po yung sa Ephesians 1, 3 to 14, that's how secure ang ating kaligtasan. The word but is something to be thankful for. Pagka nababasa po natin sa wag yung word na but, especially when you contrast our previous state, so sa ginawa ng Panginoon, there's something to pause and learn sa lahat. Thank you for the word but. Karamihan po ang gata itsura nun. You were dead in sin, but in His mercy. Yung kalagayan mo po yung dead, but in His mercy. So that's the contrast. Believing po and receiving dito sa verse na ito is pareho po. Believing is a continuous action po. Hindi po ito one time believe and then go sa iyong life. Hindi po. Continuous believing po yung sinabi ito. Those who truly believe is continuous believing in Christ. Sabi ni John sa church, John, those who left ay hindi si kasama natin from the beginning. So it's a continuous believing. Believing not just the information about Christ, meron pong object yung belief na yun. It's an objective faith. Hindi po ito na basta I believe. Saan? Ano? Pinaniniwalaan kay Jesus. Your faith should be informed. Objective faith. Hindi po basta yun. Merong object po. Saan? Ano yung object na yun? Ang sabi rito, those who believe in His name. Name. His name dito means the whole person of Jesus Christ. The whole being, the whole and what Christ claims sa Bible and what He has done. Yun po ang sinabi rito today. Believing is putting your trust, your faith. It's putting the whole weight ng your everything, trusting ang tao na to, the person and the whole na ginawa ng tao na to, na si Jesus. That's how I do it. You're trusting, you're giving everything. Iba niya mo wala sa akin. Huwag lang ito. Huwag lang si Jesus. That's faith. And anong resulta ng faith po? He gave the right to become children of God. He gave the right to become children. It means before na mamit natin si Kristo, we are not children of God. Ang gave po, ang giving po later, He gave the right. The word na yan is a gift from God. It's a base of sovereign will ng Panginoon, not base sa'yo. God gave it to you graciously, freely. Ibig sabihin po, we are not children by nature. In fact, sabi po ng Bible, we are children of God. We are sons of disobedience,
So ang nangyari po dito is transformation. From darkness to light, from death to life, enemy to a family. Yun po ang nangyari dito. Those who are in Christ now, nagkaroon ng transformation. To be a child of God, we need to be born again. Yun po ang itsura nito. Kailangan ipanganakan muli. Mahirap po maintindihan yan. Pero sa chapter 3 po ng John, napapaliwanan po yan. Lord willing na makarating tayo din next year. Born again means po is, sabi sa chapter 3 of John, to be born from above, to be born from God. Born again is to have a new heart. At tawag po ng mga theologian is regeneration. Regeneration. Nagkaroon ka ng bagong puso. Dating heart of stone, the word Ezekiel, heart of stone na inanimate, not breathing, dead, sabi ni ng Panginoon, I will give you a new heart from a heart of stone to a heart of flesh. Buhay ng puso. Tumitig mo para sa this. Yun po yung heart of flesh. Yun po yung regeneration. We need a heart that longs for God. And that regeneration po, sabi ni Jesus in John 3, is a sovereign work of God alone. None of us can make us born again. We need God to do that for us. At kumakita natin sa verse 13. That verse 13 tells us na even ang ating faith and being born again ay gift ng Panginoon. Look at verse 13. We were born, the negative, and not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We were born again not of blood. Hindi po tayo pinanganak tayo na Christian, pinanganak tayo sa Christian parents. No one is born a Christian. Hindi tayo Christian ang parents mo, Christian ng lineage ng family ko, parang automatic Christian ka na. No. So mga Jew, they boast that they are children of Abraham. So John 8, when Jesus said, if God says to free your free, indeed, ano sa mga Jew? We are not slaves. We are children of Abraham. They boast. Akala na hindi, we don't need Savior. By default, we're children of God. Hindi po ganun yun. Mga kabataan, or even sa lahat to, even na magulang ni Christian, even you are attending the church, you grew up sa church, abisado mo na yung song. Lagi ka sa youth camp. It doesn't give you the right to become children of God. It's not by your will. Not even by the will of the flesh. You cannot force yourself to be a family in Dios. Not by the will of man, even yung mga friends mo, lahat na tao rin sa church, cannot make you children of God. That's clear po. Paano po? It's by believing and receiving Christ. It's by having an intimate relationship sa Kristo. Salvation is by and through the promised Savior ng Panginoon, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. There's no one else, nothing else. Saving sinners ay mission ni Christ dito sa mundo. So don't look for someone else na magsasave sa'yo. Being reconciled sa family ng Diyos is salvation. Matthew 1, 21 to 23, kinausap ng angel si Joseph. Sabi ron, Mary will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. Behold, a virgin will conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Ang Savior na ito is God himself, and he dwells in us. And that leads po sa ating third truth na we need to believe about Jesus. Jesus is the incarnate God. Incarnate po means God in the flesh. God became man. Ito yun. So, na-establish po natin yung dalawang truth na we need to believe about Jesus, that He is the eternal God, He is the only Savior. And last truth po, He is God-man. The incarnate God. Look at verse 14. And the Word became flesh. This is the same word, logos. This is the same logos na pinag-uusapan natin kanina pa sa verse 1 onward. And the logos became flesh. The eternal God, the logos, the promised Savior, ay naging tao. Yun po yung sinasabi ko. Ang word na became flesh and dwelt among us, yun po yung nag-pitch ng tent. Nanirahan po yung ng dwell among us. So the eternal God enters ang kanyang own creation, time and space, pumasok ang Diyos. Yun po ang itsura doon. And He dwelled among us. Ngayon, alam niyo po itsura. Old Testament pa rin po ito. Ang mga Jew, alam nila ito. And God tabernacle. Yun po yung word na yun. Tabernacle, dwelled, nanirahan, nag-pitch ng tent. Isa po ang ibig sabihin nun. And dito mga Jew ito, alam nila. Napipicture nila kung ano po ang itsura. And the word na became, hindi po ang ibig sabihin nun eh, nag-transform ang Diyos. Hindi po ibig sabihin nun na the word ceases to be God. Hindi na siya naging Diyos, naging tao na lang. Hindi po yun ang ibig sabihin nun. It means the eternal God is still eternal. Yun po yung argument natin from the beginning. Hindi din ibig sabihin na nag-aning tao lang siya. Na, oh, mukhang tao. Parang dinidisip tayo. Hindi po yun. Hindi po ibig sabihin na parang yung 3G na, ano, 3D na tao po. No? Marami po mga ganyan heresy ng mga early centuries. Dahil po sa person ni Christ, marami po lumabas na malintaturo. Kaya po importante po na maintindihan po natin who is Jesus. He became truly man while maintaining po to be truly God. That's why we confess, gaya ng sabi ng mga bata, truly man. Pero that's kulang po yun. He's also truly God. If we believe that Jesus is only truly man, that's heresy. Na hindi siya truly God. We have a false Jesus. He became truly man. Mahirap man po maintindihin yun. Na sabay po para sa truly man. Mahirap man po maintindihin yun. But it doesn't mean that hindi totoo. Na, hindi dahil na nahihirap pa tayo maintindihin na hindi lang natin papaniwalaan. Remember, we are dealing with the infinite God. We are dealing with the being, the person of the infinite God. And yung finite mind natin ay limited para mag-grasp natin ang kabuuan ng Trinity. Ang kabuuan ng two persons of Christ. But we are called to believe in this God man, Jesus Christ. Look at verse 14 again. Ang word na flesh refers to man in his entirety, in flesh. Body and soul. Flesh ay reference to man as created and temporal being. John is being careful po sa paggamit ng word na flesh to emphasize that Jesus is truly and fully man like us. This is one of the crucial doctrines po ng Christianity. If we deny the humanity of Christ, our Christianity will fall apart. No humanity of Jesus, no Christianity, no salvation, no eternal life, no hope in this life and life to come. Why? Jesus ay kailangan po both God and man. If Jesus is only man, hindi niya po masasatisfy yung wrath ng infinite God. Only a divine being can satisfy the infinite wrath of God. And thus, a man, nagkaroon po siya ng capacity to die for his people. Sabi ni Paul sa Galatians 4, verses 4 to 5, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, ni tao, under the law, to redeem those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. Without the true humanity of Christ, no one will be saved. Try to go this summer. Try to study Christology, the doctrine of Christ. It will help you po. It will help you grow in your affection to Christ, sa inyong Savior, yung understanding sa inyong Savior. Ano po yung importance ng incarnation? Incarnation also po ay reveals God to us. Incarnation brought God to us so that the God-man can bring us to God. Ang word na dual po, yung ganyan niya is manirahan. Literally means po na nag-recite dito. Yun po ginawa natin. It reminds ng Old Testament tabernacle where God dwells sa presence ng kanyang mga people. And also sa temple. Yun po yung presence ng Panginoon. In God becoming man in the person of Jesus Christ, God lived among His people once again. And just like the Old Testament, naninirahan po ang Diyos. But this time, in Jesus Christ, it's more intimate. More intimate than that yung dwelling ng Panginoon sa wilderness time sa Israel. Dahil those of us who are in Christ, God dwells in us. John says, and we have seen His glory. This is what John is trying to tell sa audience niya from verse 1 pa lang. Hey, ang Logos or the word na sinasabi sa inyo ay Diyos, Creator, Savior. And also personal. He came to us and we have seen Him. Nakasama ko siya. We have seen His glory. Again, alam po ng mga Diyo kung ano yung sinasabi niya. We have seen it. Ito po ay isang allusion sa presence ng Diyos sa Old Testament tabernacle. Kung saan God reveals His glory. Ang word na glory is po, most of the time, indicate ng visible manifestation ng Diyos. And ang oldest na mga Jew knows exactly na sabi ni John, ang glory na present, that is the tabernacle, nung time na kanilang forefathers ay present again in the person of Jesus Christ. God's visible manifestation sa mundo is si Jesus. This is one way that Jesus tells us, John tells us na Jesus fulfills ang lahat ng yan. The temple, the tabernacle, the very presence ng Panginoon, ng glory ng Panginoon is Jesus. Nakita natin yung grace and truth dito, ginagamit po sa translation niya, steadfast love, ang pamilagay sa Old Testament language, steadfast love, hesed, is a covenant love of God. Covenant love of God. Steadfast love po, yun yung covenant love of God. And ultimately, He's full of grace, full of truth, because the ultimate display ng love ng Panginoon is John 3:16, for God so loved the world. He gave by giving His Son, Jesus. That's the ultimate love ng Panginoon. Verse 15, once again, ito po ay witness ni John the Baptist about the Lord, the prophet. Ang word na ginamit po, crying out. This is the language ng Isaiah 40 verse 3. He's crying out for sa pagdating ng Panginoon. So yun po yan, later we witness again for the Lord. Verses 16 to 18 simply tells us na the revelation of God in Jesus Christ is better than the previous grace given to the Old Testament people through Moses. God gave the law by Moses, but grace and truth was given through Jesus Christ. God replaced the law by the grace and truth that comes from Jesus. Sa mga original audience ni God, ng mga Jew, Moses was a hero. The law of Moses was the righteousness. Moses had a glimpse ng glory ng Panginoon, yung bat sa inyong Panginoon. But Jesus Christ, who was with God, has made Him known. Hindi lang a glimpse, He was God Himself. Kaya He was better sa lahat ng grace na binigay ng tayo ng Old Testament. In verse 17 po, binigay na ni John kung sino po itong tao ito. Sino po ba yan? Sino po itong word na ito? Who is this man? Who is he? Ito verse 17, binigay po ito kung sino ito. Tinutukoy niya. Verse 17 identifies the word as Jesus Christ. And verse 18, because no one has ever seen God. Clear yan. Kaya kung meron po itong nakwento sa inyo, you know, okay, movie, or basa yung libro na isang kamatay, punta ng heaven, nakita nyo, dumalik. Huwag po tayo maniwala. No one has ever seen God. Except Jesus. Okay, kung ganun klase ng abot mo yan. So, clear po yan. And look sa verse 18 again. Ito po isa sa bold statement ni John. John proclaimed Jesus as the only God, who is at the side of the Father. As Jesus did, John proclaimed, Jesus is the only God. The man Christ Jesus, ang tao na to, ay Diyos. The perfect mediator between God and man. Jesus, who is at the Father's side, it means, again, intimate relationship. That's why kaya nang i-reveal whatever ano makikita na. You want to see God? Look at Jesus. Ano sabi when Jesus was asked by John 14? Lord, show us the Father. How long have you been here? Makita mo ako, you see the point. Yun po yung revelation ng Panginoon sa Jesus. So, we don't approach God by the law of Moses anymore. Or by the temple, by the tabernacle. Hindi sa pagsunod sa mga kautusan or doing religious rituals or any way na alam natin gawin para makalapit sa Panginoon. God has given us a better grace than the Old Testament and Moses. Better than the law. Jesus is the fulfillment of lahat ng ito. It's not about being a nice person, a nice person sa school, sa office, sa church. It's not about knowing all the theological words and terms argument. It's about believing in Jesus. Ulit-ulit po siya na 100 times kung ginamit ang word na believing sa book of John. Emphasis po yan yung term. So that you may believe, and by believing, you may have life. In order to have life, eternal life, is by believing in Jesus. There's no other way. We come to God through Jesus. Ano po yung papanawalaan natin in Jesus? It's about believing what He has done and what He did. This is Jesus Christ. The eternal God, the Savior, the incarnate God. Ito po ba ang Jesus at pinaniniwalaan? You can easily create a false Jesus. A loving Jesus. Kung makikita niyo sa mga Facebook mo, nakatansak na Jesus. Ibadi-badi. This is the Lord of all creation. He's the eternal God. See, do you have this kind of Jesus? Mara, nandito ko ngayon. You have your own Jesus. Sabi ko, hindi naman yun yung Jesus na pinaniniwala ko. Then your Jesus is wrong. It's time to repent and turn away from your idols. Na-created mo Jesus. A created Jesus. Friends, if you are here, hindi mo kilala ang Jesus na to, wala kang relasyon kay Kristo, you too can be right with God. You too can be children of God. Ito mong passage ito is not a good story about Jesus. It's not about finding a good moral, ang tama kong gagawin. It's not about, ano gagawin natin sa buhay natin? Making us, buhay natin tama? John presented Jesus to us sa table. Ito si Jesus. Ito ang ginawa niya. Ito ang hinihingi niyang response. Believe in Him. Believe in Him. Ang word of belief po is yun po ang response na hinihingi sa atin ng pastor. Now na narinig mo po yung truth na ito, ano po ang gagawin mo if you are not with God? Ask the same question na yung mas defiled na binasa ko kanina. Then what shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ? Si C.S. Lewis po sa kanyang book na Mere Christianity, sabi niya, I'm trying here to prevent anyone from saying the really foolish thing that people often say about him. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. That is the one thing we must not say, said Jesus. A man who was merely a man and said that sort of things, Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on a level with the man who says he is in Oche, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. You have a decision to make. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit at him and kill him as a demon. Or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to. It's either you bow down to him or you reject him. Don't take on any nonsense. He's a good teacher. He's my model. He did not give you that option. It's either he is God, your Savior, or he is not. You are on your own. If they hear about the maintindihan about Jesus to God, hindi mo lang paano mo ipaprocess ang lahat ito. If you have burden in his heart, you want to decide, hindi mo lang maintindihan, ano magagawin sa Jesus na God? We're glad, more than glad. Pag sabi niyo kami, one of the pastors, one of the members, we love to talk to you about Jesus. We want to share to you about Jesus. Even after the pulpit na ito, we love to talk about Jesus. Remember, kahit ang itong gawin mo, sa narinig mo ngayon, ibig ko nga, kahit ang itong gawin mo, it's always you're making a decision right now. Ang response kay Jesus is what draws the line between heaven and hell, between eternal death and eternal life. There are always lang po, dalawang response kay Jesus. Dalawa lang po ang pwede natin response ng ating Panginoon. Reject Him or bow down to Him. And dalawa lang po ang consequence ng bawat decision na gagawin. Wala lang ang iba. And I leave you with John 3:36. Sabi po niya, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. Friends, believe in Jesus so that you may have life, eternal life. You can have this life become children of God right now. Believe in Jesus. Choose life. Choose Jesus. Let's pray. Oh, Father, thank you for Jesus. May we bear witness of Him faithfully sa araw-araw, sa aming mga anak, sa aming asawa, sa aming opisina, even dito sa church. May we live a life that reflects na we are your children. May our understanding of Christ inform our living. And dahil ko rin po, Panginoon, mga friends namin na nandito no ngayon, no, walang relasyon sa'yo, save them. May they respond sa gospel in repentance and faith in your Son, Jesus. In His name we pray. Amen.